Balcony Radio.
I like the Birdman and the Animals.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cool in the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Echo and the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
Who's the flying burrito, brother?
Burritos. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Say it over and over again across the nation, across the nation, across the world. Kicking your
bam,
ass.
Bam, bam, bam.
Right on, man.
That's right. It's Balcony Radio time. Let's do it, man.
Let's do it. Hello, my name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. You're the audience. Thanks for hanging out with us once again.
Yes.
Oh, such a good mood right now. And I just realized, not to date the show, which we try not to do, this is our first record of the new year, man. Welcome to 2023.
Welcome to 2023. Good call there, Anthony. Right on.
It just dawned on me. I'm not going to tell people what day it is, but we're very early in the new year. And look at us still doing this
after all these years, 18 seasons of all this stuff, man. It's really great. And we're in the middle of our 18th season of our 18th. And we're doing some good deep tracks tonight on our show called Found Gems, where we go down into the middle of the albums and find some serious tracks that never got any airplay.
That's right. This is one of my favorite shows that we do. And it's just, like I told Scott, like this off air. I went through the list of like the greatest selling top reviewed Rolling Stones top 250 albums ever, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I just was like, let me find the songs that are like on the most famous records ever that still make people be like,
What is that?
Which one is that on?
Exactly.
And then you can say, oh, it's on Thriller. You heard of it?
That album. But so, we're not playing anything from Thriller.
I just think it's hilarious that even with albums that sell 20, 30 million copies, whatever, there's still filler on these records. That not every song on the greatest selling album of all time was like a top five single, you know?
Right, right. And didn't get a lot of FM airplay, you know? A lot of them just disappeared and just became, like you said, became filler on side two.
Yeah, like if you think about it, like off air, we were talking about the such nerds. We were talking about the Eagles because Scott switched out the song that I initially picked for this show from Hotel California. And then when I was looking at Hotel California, which I had not listened to for years because there's no reason to, I just thought like there's three, four songs that are on the radio. And then there's eight songs that you never, ever have heard of on it. That's like a third, like two thirds of the album is just filler, is just bland, middle of the road. No one cares. Listen to it again. Thought of it again.
Some of it.
Just blah.
Yeah, that's right. And a few of the other albums that you've chosen tonight have those songs too that sometimes are like transitional songs. That was one of the things I changed out one song because it felt more like of a transitional song.
Yeah, and, I know. And I know. That's why I thought it worked that way too. But yeah. I was getting too esoteric for you.
You never get too esoteric for me. No.
In this one, so what we wanted to do in this episode, Found Gems, which is our testament to the undiscovered groovy tunes in our most favorite people's discographies.
Yes.
We just wanted to find, like, the best of the nondescript songs. Doesn't mean best of the worst. It just means best of the other stuff on the most famous records.
Right, exactly. The best of the lost tracks, you might say.
Yeah. So once again, kudos to you on your putting together the list here. When you sent it to me, I was shocked that you started out with this song here by Miss Aretha Franklin. I thought you were going to start with some rock and roll, but no.
No, I wanted to get into the show in a little different vibe.
You want to get a little ease into the warm bath vibe, don't you?
That's right, exactly. A warm bath, a hot tea, and everything's going fine.
Yeah. You take the edible first, yeah.
So let's move on. So let's go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start the show here with Miss Aretha Franklin. This song is called Good Times. Check this thing out. Here we go.
Everybody get in the groove and let the good
they eat the bread of sorrow. Woe to the downpressed, they eat the bread of sad tomorrow. Woe to the downpressed, they eat the bread of sorrow.
We'll be right back. would see faces in movies, on TV, in magazines, and in books. He thought that some of these faces might be right for him, and that through the years, by keeping an ideal facial structure fixed in his mind, or somewhere in the back of his mind, that he might, by force of will, cause his face to approach those of his ideal. The change would be very subtle. It might take 10 years or so. Gradually his face would change its shape. A more hooked nose. Wider, thinner lips. Beady eyes. This was an ability he shared with most other people. They had also molded their faces according to some idea. Maybe they imagined a new face would better suit their personality. Or maybe they imagined that their personality would be forced to change to fit the new appearance. Might have made mistakes. They may have arrived in an appearance that bears no relationship to them. They may have picked an ideal appearance based on some childish whim or momentary impulse. Some may have gotten halfway there and then changed their minds. If he too might have made a similar mistake.
Mr. David Byrne and his fellow Talking Heads from the Remain in Light record, a very, very fine record. Not their best, I don't think, but certainly a very good record. The song was called Seen and Not Seen, under the co-production auspices of Mr. Brian Eno, who did...
Could you tell?
No, not at all. So it was. It's a good record. It's not my favorite Talking Heads record.
Joe, what's your favorite one?
Remain in Light.
Yeah, same. Mine too, yeah.
I'm not Remain in Light. Excuse me. Fear of Music. Excuse me.
Oh, really?
Fear of Music is my favorite.
Really? That's your favorite one?
That's my favorite.
Oh, no, Remain in Light is way better than Fear of Music.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Remain in Light is the best. You can dance to it, man.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I
have done dishes to that record recently.
Very good. Okay. Yeah, that's a good way to do it. The songs are quite complex and
they're bouncy.
Very bouncy. Bouncy, yeah, and dancing.
It doesn't have any of this esoteric bullshit like Remain in Light does, but guess which one turns up higher on all the critics' lists?
Remain in Light, yes, I know.
Oh, by far, yes. Yeah.
But I'm still a Fear of Music fan. That's my favorite Talking Heads record. I think that's their best.
I don't think there's a bad one.
The first record, I think, is their second best. And then it kind of goes downhill from there.
Which one is that? 77?
Talking Heads 77. That's the first one. Yeah. And then More Songs is the second
one. Yeah, I was about to say, I like that one, the second one more. Okay. Yeah. I just think all their records are great. I really like the band a lot. Yeah. And yeah. But that Remain in Light is one of the records I always kind of skip over. I think this isn't too smart for me.
Yeah, it is. It's a very smart. It's a complex record, like I said.
Yeah, it has too many rhythms for me.
Lots of rhythms, lots of things going on in there. So probably a little bit too noisy for most tastes.
Yeah, I just never really connected with it, but it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. You want to read off what was in that Sam Offrand?
You know that I do. We started with Aretha Franklin from her immortal record, I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You, which is her best one. I'll fight you on that, Scott.
Okay. All right. I think I'll surrender.
And that's one of the deeper tracks on that one called Good Times. That's a really, really great album, and she finished up the 60s very strong. Yes. And moving on to one of the artists who one of the few artists we actually go out of our way to avoid on our show, Bob Marley and the Wailers.
On the reggae show, yeah.
On the reggae show, we have an edict not to play Bob Marley ever. and he winds up never getting played on our show because I think he's just so ubiquitous in culture. And when people slang, you know, your basic biatches who hear reggae just think, well, Bob Marley, you know, jamming.
Yeah.
So right. We don't really play Marley a lot. But this one fits from his biggest record, Exodus. We played one of the deep tracks in this one. It's called Guiltiness. And that one is dank.
That's seriously danky and smoky, no doubt about that.
Dank.
Yeah,
and then moved on to Marvin Gaye from his great record, What's Going On, which always winds up in your top 10 lists on all the critics' choices of 10 greatest records ever. It's usually in the top 5. Mm-hmm. But we picked What's Happening, Brother, which you can tell has some the same basic melody structure as half the other record.
As almost the
that's
record,
why it's
yeah.
good.
That's right. And
he picked one good beat and wrote it for half the album.
That's it. You know, it works, you know, and it carries that whole sound, that whole production right through the entire record. Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, the production is great. It's just, I just love them because you know that those are all people playing all those instruments.
Correct.
Correct. There's no Pro Tools on that. Like those, that's like 50 dudes playing instruments in the room.
Right.
And this cokehead flake at the
singing,
microphone
singing
making
beautifully
as it goes along.
Yeah, making it all.
What a way to record! Yeah, the '60s are great. And then we finished up there with the Talking Heads, who Scott and I are both big fans of, and from their record Remain in Light, and the song a track called Seen and Not Seen. And
right.
There we go.
Yes, so these I've been buying a lot of vinyl lately, and
every time I go over to your house, you have a new stack. What have you gotten recently?
I've just finished going through a stack of a couple of things. I've gone through some Jay Giles, and I've gone through some Cat and some Cat Stevens.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
I love that my buddy is picking up entire lots and discographies of people
sure.
on eBay.
Yeah.
I just love walking into your house and there'll be like 8 Jay Giles records on your turntable for no reason.
I need new shelves. I'm running out of space
in
here.
What was it before it was Hall & Oates? You had like
Hall
&
Oates
albums.
I bought 8 Hall & Oates albums, yeah. It's wonderful, man. You know, I'm discovering all kinds of stuff.
On eBay, somebody needs to get it out of their house, and Scott needs to get it into his house.
Into
so
my
I
house.
Totally get it.
Sometimes there are people who are just giving the stuff away because, you know, they're not playing albums. They're playing CDs or they're streaming.
A lot of people have wives who are like, you really need to get this out of my goddamn house.
Get it out of my house and let me put in this whatever I want to put in here because this is my house. So. That's all it is. I'm overloaded.
I just love just seeing whatever the collection is going to be every time I come over because there's always a different stack. And I forgot there was another weird band before who you bought all of their albums.
I bought 4 Ricky Lee Jones records.
I remember that. And then you had the Ricky Lee Jones records. Was it Little Feet or something where you bought a bunch of those?
No. I
forgot there was another weird band. Was it Marshall Tucker or something? I remember.
No, but that's a good idea. That's a great idea. I'm going to remember.
I'm aiding and abetting now.
You are. You're causing me to throw my money at the stupid habit.
You're going to need another bookshelf eventually.
I am. Yeah, I really am.
Where are you going to put this? You're out of space.
And I have to move.
Do?
Well, the people can't see what I'm pointing at.
I still need a place to sit.
I got to move some shelves. One direction, put them in another way. It's,
are you gonna put?
I can't talk about it now.
I just dread the earthquake that buries you in all this shellac, man. I really do.
I die with a smile on my face.
I just hope when the earthquake happens, you're in another room.
I probably will be.
So anyway, let's get back to the tunes,
please. Yes.
Can I say one of our greatest favorite bands ever to ever play music in the history of music?
Yeah.
I can say that pretty easily. This is the Creedence. from their record Willie and the Poor Boys. Oh my god, it's so good.
Great record.
This is a song called Poor Boy Shuffle. Check it out.
Thank you. This is The Balcony.
The Velvet Underground.
I'm talking about none other than Bootsy Collins.
In...
of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
The Yardbirds.
Chuck Berry.
Paul Quinn.
Your...
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are. The Replacement.
Ear holes. Plural.
So
Boys there, and Monty got a raw deal from their bajillion selling record Automatic for the People.
I always love calling them the REMs.
The REM boys, yes.
The REM boys.
Yeah, so, you know, it's much more casual, you know.
Yeah.
You know who they
Man,
are.
Man, I have not listened to Automatic for the People in a bajillion years. So great. It's a really great album. One of those things, their breakthrough record, not their best one, and not... it's not here nor there. I think it's really great. Probably not in my top five REM records, but I really still enjoy it. They came on, I was like, Monty.
Yeah. No, that's no, a good
since
record.
College.
Yeah, no, this was probably their best produced record up to this point. I mean, didn't
up to this point, yeah.
Did Monster come out? Was Monster after this record, or was Monster?
Yeah, Monster's after this, yeah.
Okay, so...
Monster was there back to we're going to try to be a rock band again record.
Oh, yes. Back to the weird production and all that
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, the one, what is this? This is Automatic.
Automatic.
I think the one after is New Adventures in Hi-Fi. Is that how it goes?
After Monster? Yeah, I think that's right.
And the one before is Doc Green? Green?
Before this one is Green, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They all kind of blur in the early 90s.
Green is a good forgettable record, actually.
I like Green a lot because Green is the one that has Country Feedback on it. That's a really great song.
And it's got Shiny yeah. Happy People.
Yeah, I know. It has Shiny Happy People on it. You know. I know. They really committed some atrocities. They really did. So, you know what?
They really did. You know,
they make it up. When your filler material is songs like Monty Got a Raw Deal,
yeah.
You know what? You're not a bad band.
Yeah, right. I totally agree with that. I totally agree. So,
right. Should I do it again? Yeah. Oh, yeah, let me do it so you can do the plugs.
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right. So we started with a nice what do you call it, when there's no singing...
Instrumental?
Jeez, a nice instrumental, wow. A nice instrumental tune from the Creedence Poor Boy Shuffle from their record. Oh, shut up, you. From their record, Willie and the Poor Boys. And then we moved on to one of the better tracks and also one of the deeper ones from OK Computer by Radiohead, a song that is called Lucky. Mm. Scott, what are your thoughts on the Radiohead now? I have to check in with you every once in a while.
I consider myself free of the Radiohead debate.
Still a no.
Still free of the Radiohead debate on whether they're a good band or a bad band or what record is good or bad. I have no opinion of this band whatsoever.
Wow, still a neg, still a neutral.
Still a neutral of it.
Okay, I'll give you that.
I don't understand what the appeal is, especially when Tom York is going, what about you? I know there's a lyric here somewhere.
Leap, loop. Radiohead.
Gleep gloop. There you go.
Yeah, I think I'm feeling... I'm neutral slouching towards positive on the Radiohead.
Oh, is that right?
I think... I get it. Like, I understand. I get it when I listen to their records. It's just they don't connect with me because I feel like there's no emotion in their songs whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I think that's it for me. Is I think Thom Bjork is a little too computerish for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a little too cold.
A little cold.
I feel like the problem with them is the opposite problem that I have with the Coldplay, where like that guy's too much. Like I feel that Thom Bjork gives me nothing.
Yeah, I think I would. I think I would concur with that. No, I've
like I want a band that lands in the middle. Is fucking U2 the middle? God damn it.
Well, with Radiohead, none of their songs really jump out at you. You know.
Yeah, yeah. For but me, think about it. If you're going for Radiohead plus Coldplay, you land at U2, right?
Yeah, I guess something like that.
Did we pick them for the show? No, we didn't.
Coldplay? No, not.
Oh, yeah, no, U2. Yeah, we did.
Oh, U2. Okay.
Dorks. Yeah, I forgot. They're later on.
Later. But no, Radiohead, I think they've. Well, I don't know. There's.
I mean, I like it. Like, one of those things, like, yeah, okay. Like, you know, I acknowledge that it's good. And if someone says Radiohead's their favorite band, I'm not going to think twice about it. I'll just think, okay, well, you haven't changed since college. And
could be worse.
It could be much worse.
Could be worse. Okay. Yeah. Radiohead's your favorite band? Right on.
Okay. Right on. Cool.
You didn't say U2, so right on, man.
You know exactly.
Please continue.
And then we moved on to the Beach Boys from their record Pet Sounds, which that's the one that I do not get. When people are like, this is the greatest record ever, I just don't get it.
That one just goes right past you.
There's
huh?
like three good songs on it and 15 tracks, and three are good, and the rest is what is hang on to your ego? No thanks.
Yeah.
But that's the one that I think is a little too hard, you know, genuflected on, but I get it. Tracks like that are good. Hang On To Your Ego by the Beach Boys, I enjoyed.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Come on.
I know. There's a certain, you know, a lot of people see different things in that record.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of baby boomers see themselves in it is the problem. And then we moved on to Monty Got a Raw Deal by the REM from the record Automatic for the People. And now here is Scott with some plugs.
Thank you very much. I'll fade you out so you can do whatever you want there. Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, quickly here, a couple of things. First off, our email address is balconyradio@gmail.com, balconyradio@gmail.com. You may write, we will write back, and that's fun to do. So, balconyradio@gmail.com. It's not really writing, you see, since you go to a keyboard and type in things, so it's sort of a typey thing. So, unless you have one of those, like, wands that you can write on a pad and on the computer and you can actually handwrite, but then I wouldn't be able to read it, so never mind. Just please send an email. balconyradio@gmail.com will be just fine. So anyway, there's also a website, which is balconyradio.com. Some things happening there, like our stream, which when it's working, when it's functional, goes on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, we play just about everything we have in our 67,000 track or so collection. And it can be just about anything during those days. And it's all very office friendly and nursery friendly and everything like that. So all the songs are fully vetted by us. So you won't hear any screaming profanities or anything like that. So it's a very nice GP. It's PG rated. So there you go. It's adult, but it's children and it's all fun. So there you go. It's all fully vetted. That's at balconyradio.com. Monday through Friday, like I say, we play all kinds of stuff from our 67,000 track collection. And then on the weekends, we narrow things down to jazz for you on Saturdays and Sundays. That's what it's made for, jazz. So we kind of take care. We try and take care of all your needs there on our stream. We also have all of our old shows that are nesting comfortably there, most of them anyway. So we have 24 shows to choose from different kinds of genres and different styles and all of that. You can go check that out. They're all there at balconyradio.com. And you can also check us out at the social media platforms that are lurking about. First off, you can check us out on Instagram. We are at Balcony Radio, and we post a lot of fun stuff there and pictures of albums from our collection here in the studio. We like to get on top of things like that. So that's all fun to do. That's Instagram. We are at Balcony Radio, and we are also on Facebook. We are facebook.com/balconyradiofm. Just put in Balcony Radio. It's the first thing that comes right up at you, and we post all of our new shows there, which go up on Sundays, and articles about music and followings and news and things like that. So that's on Facebook, Balcony Radio FM. We are also Instagram at Balcony Radio. We have this Twitter thing that we don't really use, so we don't really talk about it. It's at Balcony Radio. So don't go there. We don't do anything there. And the rest is fun at Instagram and Facebook and balconyradio.com. So get your Balcony Radio on, you
pieces of trash. What's the matter with you? Don't you like listening to some good music every now and again? What's the matter with you, man?
Yes, I do.
All right. I'll let it go this time. But
what are you going to play, Scott?
Don't make me come over here, man. All right, we're going to get into some really good music now. We've recently...
You're going to play this one to start the set off?
Start the set off this. We've recently experienced the passing of Christine McVie, unfortunately, who was a singer-writer with Fleetwood Mac. Very sad to hear about her passing. She was a very heavy participant in Fleetwood Mac, wrote a lot of really great songs, and we're going to listen to one of them right now. From the album Rumors, a really hot-selling record from Fleetwood Mac.
Ever heard of it?
No, never heard of it at all. No.
What's the joke in Wayne's World? Rumors, oh, you were issued this in the suburbs.
That's right, issued this in the suburbs. All right, seriously now, we're going to listen to Christine McVie's song. This is called Oh Daddy. Check this out. Here we go.
Daddy, you know you make me cry. How can you love me? I don't understand why. Oh, Daddy, if I can make you see if there's been a fool around, it's got to be me. Yes, it's got to be me. Oh, Daddy, you soothe me with your smile. You're letting me know you're the best thing in my life. Oh, Daddy, if I can make you see if there's been a fool around, it's got to be me. Yes, it's got to be me. Away from you, baby, if I try.
Child sharp as a knife. Take me to the garrets where the artists die. Show me the courtrooms where the judges lie. Let me drink deeply from the water and the wine. Light colored candles in dark dreary minds. Look in the mirror and stare at myself and wonder if that's really me on the shelf. And each day I learn just a little bit more. I don't know why, but I do know what for. If we're all going somewhere, let's get there soon. Oh, this song's got no title, just words and a tune. Taking you down alleys where the murders are done. In a vast high-powered rocket to the core of the sun. Want to read books in the studies of men. Born on the breeze and die on the wind. If I was an artist who paints with his eyes, study my subject and silently cry. More. I don't know why, but I do know what for. If we're all going somewhere, let's get there soon.
From their classic great record, Who's Next, and a song called Pure and Easy. Really great stuff, man. Really good.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking that set was really great. Not bad.
There was actually four songs in that set, ladies and gentlemen. They all kind of blended together. It was kind of a mellow, laid-back
set. Yeah, it was a nice little dreamy set that followed up there with a little head rush. Yeah. Not bad, Scott.
Had to get out of there with some killer Who there out of this dreamy sort of nostalgic type of set, I guess you could say.
Yeah. So let me read it off.
Sure.
We started with the Fleetwood Mac with Christine McVie on lead vocals and words with her song "Oh Daddy" from their record "Rumors," which if you have not heard, I don't even know if you like music. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, there you go.
It's a great album.
You gotta
listen. Wonderful.
Gotta listen to it.
Yeah, it's kick ass. It lives up to the hype. It's one of the few things in music that might be a perfect album. It's very rare.
Yes, I would think I would agree with that.
Yes, and then moving on to another example, Songs in the Key of Life by Mr. Stevie Wonder. Mm. Oh my God, this song is just so pretty. Easygoing Evening, My Mama's Call. I forgot the name of that machine that he's using. Do you remember what it's called?
It's a harmonica? No.
No, the big recording machine that he's using to record his albums.
Oh yes.
He's using like a computer the size of like someone's bedroom to make his records by himself. It's a lot of knobs and whistles.
Yeah, it's called like Samuel or
it's got a weird name. It's got
I don't know.
It has a one word name.
Yeah.
But Stevie's been using some sort of like really cutting edge computer that people would laugh at now to make his records. And just that song is so pretty. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, like making it synthy and more techie makes it more effective. I don't know why. It makes it otherworldly in a way.
And it's very unique for the album. It's a neat little instrumental.
Yeah, I really dug that one. And then we moved on to a really couple of great songs to finish up there. The first, this song has no title, but Mr. Elton John from Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Mm-hmm.
Great record, mm-hmm. good, great tune. And then I finished up there with Pure and Easy by The Who. But Who? From their record, Who's Next?
There you go. Who. Couple of owls there in the parliament. Okay.
Yes. Oh, I love The Who so much. They were like, I think they're still maybe my favorite of the invasion bands that are not called the Rolling Stones or the Beatles.
Yeah. Okay.
I think they're number three for me.
Number three. Okay. Right on.
Yeah.
Very cool. So yeah, they've got a lot of really great records. Some of the records are unusual.
That's a nice way to put it. Yes.
Their concepts are somewhat like The Who Sell Out, which is a very unusual concept record. It's kind of a tough listen, but there's some really great songs on that record.
Yeah, I know. I wish that he wasn't so I wish that Pete wasn't so cutesy with a lot of his stuff, and then like so bombastic later on. Like it's so weird that the same guy did both of those things.
Yeah, yeah.
He did that Sell Out record, which is like radio jingles and parody. And then he makes rock operas like 3 years later. Like, what a weird dude.
Weird dude, but he's going to be remembered as being one of the greatest songwriters of all time, man.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
he's a one or two guys. He's all right.
Yeah, he's all right. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. I was wondering where you were going to put this next song.
I was trying to figure out a really good place for it, man. I was going to say, should we start with it? Should we end with it? I was trying to.
This would have been a great song to start the entire show with because of the way Chris does that singing into the microphone. But
yes,
yeah, I like that you're starting a set with a song. Here's Nirvana with Territorial Pissings.
Come on!
Cultures were
over and I guess you thought I was all right. All right in a sort of a limited way for an off night. She said, don't I know you from the cinematographer's party? I said, who am I to blow against the wind? I know I've said what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know what I know. I've said what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. She said there's something about you that really reminds me of money. She was the kind of girl that could say things that weren't that funny. I said, what does that mean? I really remind you of money. She said, oh, who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I could think of was sunlight. I said, aren't you the woman who was recently given a Fulbright? She said, don't I know you from the cinematographer's party? I said, who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I do in the back of my head. I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I do in the back of my head.
Balcony Radio, we sometimes get asked the very difficult questions.
Is it true in America you guys have so many beautiful dogs and pounds that some get put down for no reason?
But we've always got the answer.
That is true, Sam. But it's also something a lot of female singer-songwriters are trying to change.
Keep listening to Balcony Radio and BalconyRadio.com.
Took an open top wheel. Hey, can you lend me a few bucks? Tonight, can you get us a ride? Gotta make it through the tunnel. Got a meeting with a man on the other side. And Eddie, this guy, he's the real thing. So if you wanna come along, you gotta promise you won't say anything. Cause this guy don't dance. And the word's been passed, this is our last chance. We gotta stay cool tonight, Eddie, cause man, we got ourselves out on that line. And if we blow this one, they ain't gonna be looking for just me this time. And all we gotta do is hold up our end. You stuff this in your pocket, it'll look like you're carrying a friend. Remember, just don't smile. Change the shirt. It's tonight we got style. Cherry says she's gonna walk, cause she found I took the radio in Hawk Day. But Eddie, man, she don't understand that $2,000's practically sitting here in my pocket. Tonight's gonna be everything that I said. And when I walk through that door, I'm just gonna throw that money on the bed. She'll see this time I wasn't just talking. Then I'm gonna go out walking.
Good heavens. Mr. Bruce Springsteen, bringing some serious drama to the scene here with Meeting Across the River from the classic record, Born to Run. And there's a record that everybody needs in their collection.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have that one, I don't know what's your deal. Like,
but that really highlights the wonder and the amazing wonder that his lyrics seem to bring out, the flavor in it. It's just amazing, yeah. The story that he tells.
That one was just straight up fiction. Like, that was a story.
That was a great story. You knew what was going on in there.
Yeah, it had characters, it had it up and down, it had a whole arc. It was just, that's a lot to do in a song, man. That's hard.
That's it. Every song on that record has an epic quality to it that is really, really mind-blowing. So it's a great Born to Run. You just have to get that record. You have to really get that record.
I think that's my favorite one of his.
I'd say so too. I think it would be.
It's so good. All right, do you want to read it off this time, man?
Sure. We started with the Nirvana Kids from their classic record Nevermind and Territorial Pissings, which is a really good place for this song, because it right here is when you really want to have your Nirvana. It needed a kickstart right here at this part of the show, and we did that with Territorial Pissings. We followed that up with Paul Simon from his record Graceland and I Know What I Know with that blended all together quite well. So mm-hmm. Paul Simon from the Graceland record. And then right after that we had U2 and from their experimental record Achtung Baby. We heard Trying to Throw Your Arms Around the World, which this is a really interesting record. When I listened to it, I went, this is not your typical U2 record. They've done some things with the production on this, and they really went on a limb, and it actually formed their sound for the next dozen records that they came out or whatever it was. And so this was really the start of the new era of U2 with Achtung Baby. And so check that out. That's something, another one that you should have in your collection, no doubt about that. And then we finished up with the great Bruce Springsteen from Born to Run and Meeting Across the River. So there you go.
Yes. Yeah, so, I just looked up our the record Achtung Baby, which I also agree is probably as good as U2 got. It's just such a great record. Mm-hmm. I looked up, you know, who produced it. Our friend Daniel Lanois produced that one.
Yes, of course.
That's why it's got all that echoey stuff on it, and it's pretty. Because normally they didn't do that kind of they didn't go for melody, and that's what his big thing is. Mm-hmm. So it shows on that one.
Yeah, like I said, it's experimental in their sound. They did some new things that wasn't on their first three records or so, the first four records. I didn't realize that Daniel Lanois had produced Achtung Baby. I knew that he did the Joshua Tree.
Yeah, let's save the nerd talk for off air.
Okay, I knew he did the Joshua Tree. That's the album that came out right before that, I think, isn't it?
Yes. Okay. Isn't that one? No, it's not. There's some stuff between them. They do like whatever, that stupid movie, Rattle and Hum, is between it.
Oh, yes.
And I think Unforgettable Fire is after Joshua Tree, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, that one sucks.
But this one doesn't. No, this one
doesn't. No, this one doesn't. Okay. I really love Achtung Baby. It's a really good record. And I wish they'd done a couple of more after it that sounded just like it. But I like Zeuropa, the one that comes on after it. But it just feels like a watered-down version of this. Uh-huh. And I don't know. I wish they stuck in this groove for longer.
I think I agree with that. I certainly agree. It's a great record. Some good stuff on there.
It's got Mysterious Ways on it, man.
It does have Mysterious Ways. That's, I think, their best song, actually.
Fuck yeah, it is. It's so good. Anyway, let's move on. We got one last set of music. Mm-hmm. Oh, you saved all the rock and roll for the end, did you?
Sure did, man.
Oh, man, you're the best. So we're going to move on to, I'm going to say, probably the best debut record ever. Because it's got all the hits on it. Like, if you hit the band is The Doors. If you go to The Doors' greatest hits, like, two-thirds of it is their first album. And it's just great.
Yes,
it's so good.
Absolutely.
And it's aged so well. Like, I listened to the whole thing again recently. And it's, other than the end, because I think that's kind of a slog, and it always has been, the rest of it just sounds brand new still. Like, they still sound like a new band.
Mm-hmm. I totally
don't
agree.
Get how they managed to do that. They're 60 years old, and they still sound like a hipster band from Silver Lake.
They are. That's exactly right.
Is it the keyboard?
Keyboard and the bass. I think it kind of goes together well.
I guess. I don't know. But here's one of the few tracks from The Doors' debut record that wasn't a radio staple. This is I Looked at You.
I go out with them. I don't wanna walk around with them. I don't wanna walk around with them. So why you wanna walk around with me? I don't wanna walk around with them. 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 So why you wanna walk around with them? I don't wanna walk around with them. I don't wanna walk around with them. All right. I don't wanna walk around with them. I don't wanna walk around with them. I don't wanna walk around with them. So why you wanna walk around with them? I don't wanna walk around with them. I don't wanna walk around with them.
the Floydians there, the Pink Floydians from their record Obscured by Clouds. And we heard
Scott.
The gold that's in the... Yeah.
Scott, which one's pink?
Which one's pink? I don't know. They're pink, they're purple, they're orange. But
I think it's you, man.
They're the Pink Floydians.
The Pink Floydians.
The Pink Floydians.
From yeah, thank you for switching songs from that because I picked an instrumental, whatever.
No, it wasn't instrumental. It was a transitional song.
Oh, that's right. But it was a more forgettable song than the one that you picked.
I appreciate
it. I kowtow to your nerdery.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the concession. No problem. Yes, that's The Gold That's In The, from Obscured by Clouds, from Pink Floyd. I'll just read off what we had in that last set
please.
As well. We started with The Doors, LA's own The Doors.
Oh.
From the debut record, I Looked At You is the name of the track. Pardon me one second. I had to clear that throat there. So yes, The Doors, good stuff to start out that set. And then we moved on to The Ramones, New York's own The Ramones. So we
were LA from Queens, have you heard of it?
Oh yes, one of those boroughs out there. From the first Ramones record. So we heard from the first Doors record and the first Ramones records in that last set.
Yes, bands kept trying to chase the magic of the first record.
That's right. That's right. I Don't Want to Walk Around.
Failing.
Oh, well. I Don't Want to Walk Around With You was the name of that one. And then we moved on to the great Jimi Hendrix from his first record. Whoa, is every first record's in this? Let's just stick with that. I should have gone to the Pink Floyd first record. Oh, well.
Nah.
I didn't even realize that.
Nah, it's a bit weird.
Okay. Are You Experienced is the record. Love or Confusion was the name of the song, one of his great songs. And then we finished up with Pink Floyd with The Gold It's In The from Obscured by Clouds. Mm. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. There's Found Gems, episode 18 in the can, rolled and rocking. And it was fun. It was fun to put that show together for you. Yes, you can let us know what you think at balconyradio@gmail.com. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us and some deep tracks for the last however long this was.
Yes.
Always good to listen to music with you, my buddy,
yes.
And the audience here.
It's been a while since we've gotten behind the microphones, but
it has been.
So it's good.
Too long, I say.
We got to do more. So it's good to talk to you again. Good to see you again on the internet that we got going here.
That's exactly right. So as we bid you adieu, remember go visit us on the internets. blah 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 blah. You can email us at balconyradio@gmail.com.
Yes.
Find us at Facebook, Instagram, not on Twitter. Mm-mm-mm. And did we sign up for TikTok? I forgot.
No, we're not on TikTok. We don't have
not yet.
Nothing on TikTok yet. We'll figure out something. We
don't have the energy.
We might. So. It does take a lot of energy for that particular platform. You do.
That one looks like it takes some work.
Yeah, some serious thought and work. But God bless the people that are got the time to do that. You know
exactly. Right. So go do all that. Go buy more music. Support your local record store.
Lots of music.
And as always, stay 6 to 10 feet away from everybody.
Yes, yes. We have to keep doing
that. Don't breathe in each other's faces for another year, I guess. Yeah.
Get vaccinated. Get all your flu shots. Get your shingles shots. I got to get my shingles
shot. Have you been shingled, Scott?
I've got to get a shingles shot. I'm old enough for shingles. It's in my family. It's very strange.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a thing that's hereditary?
Yeah. Apparently it is. So,
I have no idea. So. No clue. Well, that's a bummer, man.
Well, I hope it never happens.
I'll support you if you get all shingly, Scott.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. It's not a roof thing. It's a. It's not a roof thing.
I was going to come over with a six pack and help you nail some stuff down, but.
Okay. Well,
I think we're thinking of different things.
All right. We're getting out of here. We're getting weird.
Love you, buddy.
Time to end this thing right now. So we're going to leave it with the Eagles here with a track from.
Oh, we both love the Eagles.
The Eagles from their album, The Long Run. We're going to leave you with a song called In the City. See ya, everybody. Nighty night.
Later.
Bye.
Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
Here are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Crew.
Thank you.
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are, the replacement.
It's the Balcony.